Phil Kass is a name that is at the moment not very, very known to many people, but after this interview, you definitely will be known to a number of people. He's an artist that specializes in charcoal and pencil art. Now, art is an incredible talent. It is an incredible gift to just capture something and to capture something in that particular moment. It's the same as we had a chat to Nicole from Photocall Photography. And it just captures that. And you know, Phil is originally from Zimbabwe. 25-year-old, started drawing from the age of 10, and he's completely self-taught with no formal training. And he started drawing in June 2020 and set up a spot at the base of Bishop's Court Hill, Edinburgh Drive, and sometimes at the Paradise Motors Robot. So you must have seen Phil sort of in and around that area. Francis Geddy spotted him and brought him to us and got in touch with us and said, we need to foster this talent, and we need to push this talent further. Francis, a very good morning to you, and welcome to Cape Talk.
Good morning. Thank you very much. It's great to be here.
Tell us about your journey and your connection with Phil.
So it actually hasn't been a very long long journey. In fact, I think it was possibly 10 days ago or so. I was doing the usual fetch my son from Rondebosch Boys and pulling up at the robots at Paradise Motors, looking to my left, and my son said, "Wow, look at those copies, or look at those." And I looked at the one, which was the Wild Dogs, that's become quite recognized now, and for some reason put my window down, and I said to Phil, did you draw that, or is it a photograph? Because it could have been a photograph. And he said very quietly, and it's very humble and so on, he said, yes, I drew them. It's charcoal and pen, and yes, I drew them. So I said, look, I have to pull up, the robots turned green, I have to pull up on the left. Please just come and let me have a closer look, to which I took it out of the frame, and I looked, and I turned it any which way and had another look, and I said, it's just gobsmacking. I have not seen talent like this young man has in fact, probably never, because of the fact that he's self-taught. He's never had an art lesson in his life. And yet it's remarkable. So I had to do something. I was an art student as well. And he would put me to shame in 5 minutes. So I had to, but I didn't really know which avenues to use. And Cape Talk is on in my car usually. And I know you guys have a passion for local talent and helping, because we're all in crisis and chaos. So I phoned and I got hold of Waleed, who said, you're never going to believe this, but on Friday, Zane is interviewing a new artist, a singer who's releasing an album. Could Phil come and chat to us on air? So that's why we are here today.
And you know, I think your background as an art student probably made you look at his paintings very, very differently. Yes. than me. I would walk past and say, wow, this is great, this is fantastic. But your schooling as an art student would have said to you, you look at very technical things. So
definitely.
What jumped out at you?
So obviously with a lot of art background, I think the shading and the shadows, his use of shadow to almost make it appear as though it's 3D. On Phil's Instagram, the first image captured is a giraffe, the image of a giraffe he drew. And if you have a look at it, it looks like it's reaching out of the frame at you. So having tried for years to master that and still struggling with that myself, the fact that Phil hasn't had any training to make that 3D appear is God-given. It's remarkable. That is probably what jumped out at me most. The dogs look as though they're going to twitch an ear or blink, or a fly is going to sit on one's nose and it's going to shake it off. They are, I mean, I've got goosebumps. They just are arresting. Yeah. So, yeah, I didn't really know what to do. It took me a few days to think of what I could do next. I put Phil on my Instagram and my son put him on his, and to my group of friends, I've put him out there. But it became quite apparent quite quickly that he needs more than that, because this this is something remarkable. Yeah.
I think that's the key thing, is that, you know, you have an incredible talent, but then you need to also be surrounded by a number of people who could take that talent and expose that talent. Absolutely. And turn that talent into a financial gain for you, possibly.
Absolutely.
if you actually want to. And talking about art and the therapy of art, yesterday we had an interview with an art shop and an art gallery out in the Claymont area, and they just opened their gallery and said to people, come here, come and paint, just, you know, your COVID depression and your experiences and your or expression, whatever you want to do, just come and
connection.
Paint. Here's an artist, here's a canvas, just bring out. And they've eventually reached out to schools, and he said that the amazing thing that children bring forth, because children have this vivid imagination that they've got. Phil Kath is the actual street artist. Phil, a very good morning to you. And
thank
welcome
you.
To Cape Talk this morning.
Thank you for having me today.
Phil, talk to us about your journey of actually landing up in Cape Town from Zimbabwe.
All right. As I was growing up, I had a vision of becoming a great artist. So, you know, I decided to advance in my art skills. And Cape Town, I saw it as a place of opportunities. Then I decided to move here in Cape Town so that people can see my work. Then I came here in Cape Town. It was just before lockdown. Then I started sketching at home, sketching. Then finally, there is a lady by the name Sarah Hodgson. She's the one who talked to me and asked if I could work with her. Then I started putting my work in her gallery. People were amazed, and they really liked my work. From there, I started sketching, going different places. But things were not so stable. As we know, COVID has caused damage to many things. So, after some time, I decided, no, let me just take my work to the streets. Then that's where I met Francis, and she stopped.
Yeah. And with that moment, it must have been to you, okay, hold on. Who's this lady pulling up in this car? Who's this lady wanting to talk to me? So what was that moment like when she said, please, can we talk? Because, you know, the thing is that we all have stories, but sometimes it is essential for people to assist us to actually speak about that narrative, to speak about that stories, and to bring about the change in our lives. If we're not going to be helping each other, then who is going to be helping us?
Yes. So when she stopped, it was like a dream coming true.
Mm.
To me, it was like, is this happening? And then she stopped. She asked me if this is a drawing or it's just a photocopy. I told her, no, this is my work, original drawing. She was so amazed. From there, she bought my drawing. Then she contacted me later, and we started having some chats, and she posted my works on her platforms. Honestly speaking, I'm so grateful for what she is doing. I don't think I would be here without her.
Mm.
She is like a bridge to my success.
Yeah. You started drawing at the very early age, and we're chatting this morning to Phil Kath, who is a street artist out in the sort of Bishop's Court, Edinburgh Drive and Paradise Motor area. You must probably have seen him in that particular area. And we're also chatting to Francis Getty, who said, no, I am a South African. I need to do something. Deep down, I have the, you know, that South Africanness in me. When we see something, we need to do something about it. And we need to follow up, and we need to strive to do our best. for whoever it is. So, Phil, Kath, and Francis is with me in studio. 0214460567 and on the WhatsApp line on 0725671567. If you've actually driven past Paradise Motors, if you've gone that way on the M3, and if you have actually had a look at Phil Cather's work and you've seen it out there. Phil, talk to us about this talent. You are self-taught. If I have to look as a layman, have to look at your pictures, there's incredible detail in your pictures. So your mind, how does it work when you just capture this and are then able to transport this? And, you know, did you always know that you could do this?
Honestly speaking, I wouldn't know I would do that. But I believe this, nothing impossible. You don't have to tell yourself, no, this is impossible. You have to try it. Once, twice, many times. Then you see if it's possible or not. So, as you have said, I started drawing when I was 10 years. As a child, I would love to sketch. That was it. Love to sketch. It wasn't difficult for me to sketch, to do portraits or stuff. But from there, I had a vision of doing realism and paying much attention to detail. And detail is one of the things that, like, it's my trademark, so to say. Honestly speaking, I can't say I'm better or no, I'm not better like any other. But it's patience. One thing you have to do, you have to be patient, consistent in whatever you do, and you have to believe that you can do it.
We'll definitely put up some of your pictures on the capetalk.co.za website. And we're chatting this morning to Phil Cath, who's a street artist. He works in charcoal and pencil art work. And of course, Phil is here with us in studio, and he's chatting to us about his work. He started drawing in June 2020 and set up a spot at the base of Bishop's Court, Edinburgh Drive, and also sometimes at Paradise Motors Robots. And then Francis Getty met him, and this could be the start of a fantastic journey. 0214460567 and on the WhatsApp line on 0725671567 if you'd like to get hold of us and if you'd like to chat to us in connection with this interview. And of course, Francis being there, one can only have a look at this journey and see where this journey is going. Mervyn is on the line to us. Mervyn, a very good morning to you and welcome to the show.
Good morning, my brother. Yes, man, I was so fortunate to just tune into the radio and I listened to the interview. I didn't even have a chance to tell you what we do. As part of what we do at our gallery, we have a project we call Project HOPE. And HOPE is an acronym, H-O-P-E. It stands for Helping Our People Excel. And our people is every people that passes us. Are you there?
Yes, chat to me, Mervyn.
Yeah. And, you know, and our people is everyone that passes our day-to-day or whatever, or, you know, as we interact with people. And we would love to showcase his work at our gallery for free, obviously.
There we go. You know, Mervyn has called us. We'll put you in contact with Mervyn. Mervyn, Phil, there's your first step.
Thank you so much.
It's amazing.
It's a pleasure.
Thank you, Mervyn.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Mervyn, thank you very much. Mervyn calling us and giving an opportunity to Phil for actually putting his work at the gallery and, of course, we're putting up that is the start. Phil, very, very quickly, did you – people tend to use – certain mediums. So certain people can only paint with oil. Other people can only paint with pastel. I, for one, can only paint with nothing because, you know, I'm not that talented. Why did you stick to using, charcoal and pen? Or do you think maybe eventually, you know, this is the medium that I love and this is the medium which gives me expression and it's not expensive to buy charcoal and pen. Maybe later with the development of yourself, you could move to oil or something else.
Okay. As I look at charcoal, charcoal is very dirty, and most people, they don't like it. But for me, I can express myself through charcoal, and it's not shy, rather. That's why I like charcoal, and you can express yourself. Even if you look at the picture, it looks so real.
Because the charcoal allows you a lot of opportunity to shade.
Dimension
to shade and create depth also, isn't it?
Which brings it to life.
So, Francis, there we go. First step is with Mervyn's Gallery. What are you hoping next for him?
It has all sort of happened quite quickly, and I didn't expect to be on air with Phil because I'm happy to be here, but I don't know what's next for Phil. I just hope that it's something amazing. Sometimes I think everybody's been through a whole a lot more than normal over the last nearly 2 years now, and sometimes things just actually have to go further. And I don't know what it was that made me just take this further. But he deserves it. His talent deserves it. It's phenomenal. And I really, really hope that more people find him and more people are blessed by his talent because that's exactly what it is. He brings things to life, whether it is a personal photograph, whether it's a memory of a loved one who's deceased or what it is. There's nothing he can't do, which is what's quite remarkable.
And Phil, what do you hope, you know, people will sort of look and see and sort of find in your paintings?
All right. What I do with my work, I want people, when they look at this, whatever drawing or painting, they have to see life in it. You don't have to go in, for example, you don't have to go in Africa if you have no access to. If you look at the picture, you can actually tell this is Africa by just looking at the picture, because it has life in it. You have put an elephant or a lion in Africa on that piece of paper.
So that visualization creates that life and creates that moment for people to be able to see. This is a lion in Africa. This is an elephant in Africa. So you don't have to travel anywhere. It's on your paintings.
Yes.
Where can people get hold of you, and where are your paintings available?
All right. People can get hold of me on my social media platform. They can. I have a Facebook page, Phil Carter Art, and Instagram, Phil Carter 02, and email address kayingafil@gmail.com, and my WhatsApp number is 065-382-9181. Another one is 081-009-3848. Let me repeat again the number: 065-382-9181, 081. The other one is 081-009-3848.
It's an amazing story. First of all, I want to thank Francis Getty for getting in touch with us, bringing this amazing artist to our attention. And of course, Phil Carter is at the moment busy sketching me. I will leave him. 0214460567, and on the WhatsApp line at 0725671567. 25 minutes to 12 o'clock. The last 25 minutes of the show, hopefully, we'll be spending in conversation with the Capetonian Keanu Harker, who launches his debut album, I Believe in Me. He's been an earworm since yesterday, actually, when Amy sent me the clip to listen to. Liesl van der Veste is in very early morning breakfast, very early morning producer and presenter on KFM is on the line to us. Liesl, good morning and welcome to Cape Talk.
Good morning, Zane. I was just listening to that interview with Phil, went straight to his Instagram page and already asked to get a price on that giraffe painting drawing that he did. It is incredible. Wow. And just listening to his story was absolutely amazing.
Phil will be sketching me, so maybe you'll also buy that painting, Liesl.
Well, considering you were one of my first friends that I'd met when I moved to Cape Town 10 years ago, I'll be happy with that.
Liesl, thank you so much. And there we go, Phil. Your giraffe painting has just been sold also. 0214460567 and on the WhatsApp line at 0725671567. A very good morning to you and welcome to a Friday morning on The Morning Review.